Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
That's Donovan bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Arki Chakoute, Dr. Arki Chakoute, the co-author of Built on Trust, a very important book that I encourage you to find and own, and you'll thank me later. Arki, thanks again for being here. I still won't stop saying to people, the reminding people about the prophecy of John Nesbitt. 30, almost 40 years ago, he said, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want.
Aha, interesting.
And there was a prophecy that was from his book Megatrends. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he realized at the time, he probably didn't realize at the time, and I've combined his quote with one earlier than that, which is Moore's Law, right? Moore's Law is it around every 18 months, the capacity of digital doubles. Well, yeah. when you so that's more high tech every year, right? Yeah. But what that's doing is it's moving us so fast that if you don't have trust, which is the foundation of high touch,
yeah.
If you don't have trust, then it's just chaos.
Yeah.
The digital business without analog trust is chaos.
Yes, I agree with that completely, Ed, because it accelerates all of the difficulty. And remember, the stress and the frustration that people feel has a positive root. It is not negative, not something to be avoided, but something to be harvested. In other words, people get stressed when they want to make a contribution, they want to help, and they feel thwarted. Usually the people are not there to sink the boat. They're there to float the boat. But they feel thwarted in their efforts to do it. Therefore, they feel stressed. They don't know how to handle the stress. The organization hasn't helped them. So here's what we do when this happens. Then it's random. And then when you add the digital world on top of it, everything is accelerated. It starts to explode. And so that maybe now we, meaning the human race, is in a position where this is so obvious, and the difficulties are so clear that we see it more and more, and we rise up to it.
I don't think we see it yet, but I think we've got to start looking for it because I don't share this much these days with my audience. They'll get enough of that later next year. But in the book I'm working on right now,
yes.
the premise that of the book is that digital leverage,
yes.
is completely new to humans.
Yes.
It is not like the analog leverage we've used, and nor is it like the analog passive forces that we've used to hold analog leverage in fear and greed in equilibrium. But with digital leverage, once you breach equilibrium with digital leverage, the damage is done. Humpty Dumpty can't be put back together.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have trust in advance of leveraging with digital, so you can prevent it from breaching, then it's over.
Yeah, that's a very, very good analysis. Very, very good. So as a digital age makes these things more and more and more obvious, you know, then as we say at Learning Center, we're up to hope, you know. We're up to hope that we can grapple this and get back to the basis of trust. And then the digital world is a friend at that point. But as you say, before that, the conflict accelerates.
We go to war in an analog way. Mm-hmm. And even though we knew people were going to die and things were going to get blown up, we would say, okay, well, people have survived this before, we'll survive this now, I'm still going to war.
Yeah.
But if you go to digital war, there's no recovery from that.
That's right. That's
when you're leveraging that. When you're leveraging millions of twists a second at the speed of light, there's no human can put that back in the bottle.
Well, that's right, and that's a brilliant observation. I mean, if you'll pardon the phrase, I mean, it really is. And we're at that point now where
yes.
we can recognize that and deal with it. I'll look forward to reading this.
I haven't talked about it much lately, but you can't talk about trust without talking about the dangers and the awesome power of digital leverage, and how it's, what you talk about in your work is more important today than it's ever been.
Thank you. That's nice.
Thank you for being here, Archie. Archie Chakute, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. I don't know what we do without him. And he'll be back another day. And we'll be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.